Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host Izzy. This is Friday, September the 26th. Giving a shout out to my father, Willie McCoy Jr., Pastor Willie McCoy Jr. We are giving a shout out to him. Happy 60th birthday, Dad. We got the percolator plan because you know it's a lot of big folk out in the hood trying to lose that weight. So I'm playing this music so you can get your juke on. Everybody remember this percolator? I don't know about y'all. When this music used to hit, man, everybody used to hit the floor. It's time for the percolator by Cashmere.
Percolator.
While the percolator's playing in the background, I wanted the big girls to get it in. You remember Kanye had a song called The Workout Plan. I'm playing the percolator so you can get your percolate on. Say what's up, Izzy.
Yo, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing out there today?
Yeah, Izzy, y'all, Izzy, she, you know, she big time acting and stuff, so she ain't got all her voice this weekend. But we
I'm gonna have to excuse my voice today, I'm sorry. So we're gonna still
give y'all a good show for you. This week I'm doing a lot of different music, a lot of eclectic music. We're gonna be listening to covers this week. I wanted to do like popular music and to have people do covers of the music. So this week we're gonna be playing covers. I'm gonna be playing a little gospel too, because y'all know I'm still a church boy. I'm hood and church. Is she laughing because she
know
I
you
know
you go to them hood churches. That's where we come from, you know.
So, listen, we're going to talk about a little news. We're going to get to some news. So, y'all know, I don't know if y'all remember the Seattle Police Department fired the officer Cynthia Whitlatch. She was the lady who had pulled, it was a black man walking down the street. He was 69 years old. His name is William Wingate. And she arrested him. He was a veteran. She arrested him because he was walking down the street carrying a club. He actually wasn't carrying it. He was using it as a cane. And she arrested him, a 69-year-old man, because she said it was a weapon. So, you know, this police abuse and brutality, it's got to cease. And I'm going to make a little joke about Cynthia, too, because I don't know if you've seen her picture, but she looked like a basketball player.
Honey, listen, you and this basketball player.
Well, that's better than what you called him last week.
I mean,
week.
I'm saying it's the truth. It is what it is.
Y'all, last week she called him stud.
I mean, they call themselves studs. They either call themselves studs or dudes. I mean, come on now.
I don't know about calling nobody no dude if they ain't a dude. But, yeah, this officer, Cynthia Whitlatch, she did get fired, you know, for messing with a 69-year-old man. We're going to go to some music right quick. I do want to give y'all a little bit. It's a singer out there. I don't know if y'all know him. His name is Hassan Green, and he was singing at a funeral, so, like, it's not, you know, the audio quality is not the best. But I got to say, he did such an amazing job of this cover. It's called See You Again. I know y'all know the song See You Again, and I just want y'all to listen to Hassan Green sing See You Again, and then we'll be back to talk about some more topics. Y'all know y'all can always call in to 424-222-5343, 424-222-5343. Hit the one button or Facebook me. Let me know you're on or any topics you want to talk about, because I'm still on Facebook right now looking at y'all feeds right now as we talk on the air. It is Friday 25th. I thought it was the 26th online. Got my days mixed up. But happy birthday, Dad. He's 60 years old.
Ooh.
So, six. Look, listen to her.
He's a hot 60, too, y'all. So,
he's 60. So, listen, Hassan Green covering See You Again. And y'all make sure y'all find Hassan Green, HassanGreene, on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. Tell him VJ from the VJ Whatever Show sent you. Much love. See you again.
Oh, Jesus goes back.
Look them up. That was one of the most beautiful covers. I love watching, you know, black folk in church. He wasn't even singing a church song, but just the participation of you know, our church is just a wonderful thing. We're going to talk a little bit about, before we get into, like, the current events and stuff, look, I'm going to give a pep talk to our young ladies. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to stop with these lunch lady bonnets. Y'all got to stop. Stop eating lunch lady bonnets. So
yes,
today, right, like, so, like, so y'all, I lost my earphones to my phone, so I'm like, okay, well, let me just go ahead, and then I had to go to Walgreens, so I was like, well, let me just go make a couple runs before the show. I promise you, I saw 18,556 and one bonnet. I'm like, when did being a lunch lady become a career goal?
Now, you know they're trying to make a fashion statement. How you just going to step on their fashion statement like that?
Because it's not a fashion statement. That's why. It's a fool.
It's not. It's really not, ladies. It's really not.
I'm just tired of y'all. And then when y'all take the bonnets off, you got this weave that ain't matching. The weave is Brazilian, and the roots is from the Congo.
And now you see, that's what the bonnet is for. You see, that's what the bonnet is for. The bonnet is to hide the fact that the weave is not matching, or it's not all the way done, or it's just not done right. And that's what the bonnet is for.
How about not coming outside then, or wearing a cap?
I can follow you there. I follow you there. Because I'm not coming outside looking a hot mess. I'm not. I don't care if it's 1,000 degrees outside. I would not be a hot mess outside. And no colorful bonnet. I can't do it.
Y'all know I cannot take the bonnets. If you are sick of the bonnets, call in at 424-222-5343. You know,
can
I don't
I
even
hang
know
up
if it's like because you sick of the bonnets.
I'm sick
call
of the
like
bonnets.
Call in like a million dollars. Oh my God. It's like what the, you know, between the bonnets and all the piercings and the faces, it's like, okay, one is
okay,
all right.
Okay, see,
you know,
no, I can't get with that. The piercings in the face, it started with the little nose ring, which was cute, because initially the girls would wear the little bitty tiny diamonds. But now, honey, y'all wearing loops, y'all putting gauges in your nose. I mean, where is that cute? That's not cute at all.
It's looking like the faces is pin cushions. It's like, what?
What are you going to do when you're 60 and 70 years old and you got these stretched out holes in your face? Because you decided that when you were 18, you wanted to get 20 stitches in your eyebrow.
Well, that's one thing. They didn't think they were going to make it to 60, I guess. I can't imagine they would. Let's talk about some news. There's a poll. CNN released a poll. And it says that a quarter of Republicans say they may vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016. That's a pretty high number. That's from CNN.com. Y'all know I like Hillary. They drug her name through the mud. She was married to the very first black president of the United States, Bill Clinton.
Yes, she was.
I mean, Bill Clinton was black in everything but hair structure, hair grade, and skin tone, but he was cutting up. He was doing everything a black president would do.
Yes, honey, he had a pigment disease. He was definitely.
Yeah, he was doing a lot. So, yeah, so I think Hillary is cool as a fan. I probably am going to vote for her. Right now I'm going to vote for Donald Trump in the primaries because
yes.
I want him to be I want him to be the front runner. I do want him to be the front runner for the Republicans, so it'll be real easy to beat him. Yeah, so if y'all
now
vote
you
for
see, I'm
vote
not even gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. See, that might have been a joke. I'm not gonna lie, because at first I was like, Donald Trump, no, you're pushing it a little too far. But sitting and watching some of his speeches, I mean, he's making a whole lot of sense.
You know what? Some of his speeches do make sense. You know, some of them do and some of them don't. But Donald Trump, you know, he's real racist.
He's very racist. But, you know, I can't say that he's racist because, I mean, you've seen some of his friends. I think that he might be money racist. That might be the case. And I think that he honestly just don't like, he does not like lazy people. He does not like lazy people, not period, not at all. He wants to talk about how poor America is, how broke we are, which is not a lie. It's not, because we choose to spend our money on some of the wrong things, you know, and he just wants to put everything back in place where it needs to be. I can understand that. But once it's back in place, where do we go from there?
Well, if everything was in place, where we would go, first thing we would do is we would go to a barbershop and take Donald Trump and have them cut that foo-foo off his head. Because,
honey, you know that's a touffe. Well, Mr. Brown said that's his touffe.
I'm sick of the Trump thing on top of his head. We got y'all call in, give us a name for the Trump thing. We had the flip, whatever the heck it is on his head. It's the numbers 424-222.
Oh, what is it? It's called
Thing. Thing. No, I think that's Cousin It. Cousin It was the one with all the, like, the hair and the, I mean, you know, it looks
so
like
what
Garfield.
Was the hand
we
name?
Call it Garfield. The hand's name was Thing. On Adam's family.
Okay,
was the
okay.
Thing.
So, yeah, it was Cousin It.
Yeah, every man in the world needs their own thing. See, women don't understand that, but every man in the world needs their own thing. The thing is the hand from the Adams family. So yeah, we're gonna call the thing on Donald Trump's head Garfield because it looks like a cat or something. We could pet it sitting on the top of his head. While we're in the news, we could talk about President Obama. I do like to say President Obama because a lot of people don't give him the respect, especially racists. They just say Obama, you know. Even when Bush was in office, I said President Bush because it's a sign of respect for the office. President Obama just commuted the sentences of 22 drug offenders this year, he commuted sentences of people that were going to be in jail for life over pot. Now, I am not a weed smoker. I do not like weed. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like the sound, the taste, none of that stuff. But I don't agree with you. We need to be sitting in jail. The sound. Well, there is a sound to weed.
Some other stuff that it does not even have. He despises weed so much.
Look, weed has a sound. If you ever listen to people that get high, weed has a sound. It's what up, y'all? They be talking lazy.
Is
that's
stupid.
A weed. Yeah, the sound. Nah. You know me. I'm listening at people at the gas station. Like this one guy's at the gas station. Like I need some good weed and some da da da. And I said, what the heck is good weed? I said,
honey,
oh, he
that ain't
go
just
weed.
He's off of 12 different other drugs. Honey, you don't know these children is getting high off liquid Tylenol.
Liquid Tylenol.
Yes, honey. I went into the store and there's 5.1% alcohol in the blue capsule of liquid Tylenol, and these children are drinking it with their Sprite. I seen a young guy at the bus stop the other day. I'm like, what are you doing? He gonna look at me and say, oh, I got a cold. Baby, when we start mixing Tylenol with Sprite because we got cold?
You know what? People are crazy. People are ridiculous. Yeah, they just want to find anything to get high with, anything to get. Okay,
and
the
that
weed,
does not
you know,
mean
I. It doesn't. I agree. Make weed legal. Heck, make all drugs legal. And people be like, oh, no, you can't do that. But then you got to think about it. If all drugs were legal, what are they putting your sons in jail for then? On the flip side, if drugs were legal, then drug dealers wouldn't be able to make any money, right? So if they wouldn't
exactly.
make no money because you could walk. Right. So now you're killing crime. You're taking crime out of. You're taking the money out the drug dealers' hands, which means now they can't afford to buy illegal guns, which means, you know, the shootings in the neighborhoods go down. A lot of people don't understand that drugs, people don't want the drugs on war to be won, the war on drugs to be won. They want to keep it just like it is so that it can still be high crime rates, it can still be shooting.
I mean, I don't know. See, I'm not going to even bite my tongue on this one. FBI going to come get me after this one. But we're not doing nothing but putting the drugs back into the original hands that they were in the beginning. They are making drugs legal now so they can charge tax on them and they can make more money than the drug dealers. They had sat down and they had thought about, you know, weed is the one thing that we can't keep out of those drug dealers' hands, so why not make it legal? Why not make it legal, make everybody work for us, and we collect our money from them? Honey, the government will any way possible find their way to get in your pockets to make their money. That is all that is about. And when they're the ones who are supplying it. Y'all seen Straight Outta Compton? I know y'all didn't see Straight Outta Compton. When Easy looked that man in his face and said, well, we don't have no passports, so look deeper. Honey, we're not going overseas and getting this stuff. It's being brought to us.
Well, that's true, because I ain't seen a colored man yet. Yes, I said colored. You mad? Whatever. I ain't seen a colored man yet fly nothing over here from Colombia or wherever the drugs come from.
I have not. And, honey, you can't get on the plane with pounds and pounds of marijuana. You can't get on the plane with a pound of aspirin, let alone a pound
of any especially not be
drug.
No black person, because you know they're going to scream the heck out of us. We're going to be standing there naked while the person that they don't think had the drugs is getting on with 6 pounds of coke.
Exactly. That's all it is. They got mad that the poor people found a way to get around buying it from them. So now they're going to give it to them, but they're going to sell to them what they already have.
Yep, that's true.
I was going to say, you know, black folks ain't got no sense because they sell loose squares now. They ain't going to do nothing but go buy a pound of it and break it down and resell it again.
Wait, see, now you're starting on loose squares, and that irritates me. It's like every time I go, please don't start me on us in these loose squares. Like, is that a new career goal, a new objective? Man.
There's so many folks out here selling loose squares. They had on the news a while ago where a man bought himself a car and a house, selling loose squares all his life. But you're not going to catch me at the age of 16 at the gas station selling loose squares until I'm 52. I can't do it.
First of all, you just get sick of it. Like, it's like you go to the store, you know, you want to patronize the black businesses. You know, you want to go in the neighborhoods and buy. And you get, as soon as you step out, I mean, you're greeted to loose squares by 50 different people, you know, besides the, you know, the other requests for a quarter, so that they can buy them a cup of water when you really just want to put my quarter with somebody else's quarter and make $5 so you
right.
can rock. You know, it's like, I'm so sick of y'all. And everybody out there listening like,
everything. They sell everything. They didn't find a way around the entire system. It's trucks where I stay, like with shoes in the back of the trunk, clothes, immediate products. Honey,
I mean,
they're gonna
you know, it's a terrible
there.
System because, you know, a lot of black people have been shut out of a lot of stuff, you know, where we couldn't get the loans and we didn't get the homes that we were supposed to get after the wars, our grandparents, even though they fought in the wars. So a lot of opportunities was closed to us so that we had to, you know, hit the street and, you know, do like the old days. But at the same time, people, it
honey,
doesn't take
a
much
new day and age.
Right, it's a new day and age. I mean, you still selling loose squares, and you could be all those hours you sitting outside selling loose squares, making $30 a day. You could have been on the net somewhere working for somebody, learning how to talk correct standard English and making $10 an hour, you would have made more money doing customer service from home or even working at McDonald's and taking that money and investing it in something else. But selling loose squares all day and saying loose squares, it does not take intelligence. I'm sorry, you mad,
honey, that's
whatever.
Worse than Rock Blows Park. Loose squares is no better. That is horrible. Y'all sit down. Y'all too grown to be out here in camouflage shorts and tight tank tops talking about loose squares. Y'all out here 50 or 60 years old selling tobacco to minors. Get yourself a job, because half of y'all veterans and y'all get that check anyway. So stop it. Just stop.
Right. Well, I wanted to listen to a cover. We doing covers today. It's a cover. One of my favorite singers, y'all know him. His name is Fetty Wap. And he just be – a lot of people say he's not a singer, but his voice is very melodic to me. And there's a cover by Josh Levi. Yeah, I do too. There's a cover by a guy named Josh Levi of Trap Queens. So we're going to listen to that cover because we're playing covers. And y'all call in at 424-222-5343 and let me know what you think. 424-222-5343.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Seen your pretty face soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sec for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing follow. She my trap queen, let her hit the band, no. We be counting up, watch our falling bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. 50, 60 grand, brought 100 grams, though. Man, I swear I love her, how she working on the pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. And I get high, baby. I just let the mom and fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby. Her a necklace, drop a couple on a ring. She ain't want it for nothing because I got her everything. And I'm up in the band, oh, with an arrow I can go. And me boys got to stand, though, counting the bands, oh. How far can your bands go? Fetty Wap, I'm lifting 50,000 K, I always stand, oh. If you're checking for my pockets, I'm like, and I get high, baby. I just let the mom and fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah, yeah. And I can ride with my baby. I just let them all get and fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby, ride with my baby, ride, ride.
What's up, guys? This is Kurt, and that was Josh Levi singing Trap Queen. If you liked it, it's on iTunes. I'll put the link to that down below, along with Josh's YouTube, Twitter, all that good stuff. So go show him the love, guys. He is awesome. Right here is the last video, and as always, there's more stuff coming soon. So I will see you then. Bye, guys. Woo.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, that was Josh Levi doing Trap Queen. This is the VJ Whatever Show. It's Friday. We just having a good time Friday every week at 2 o'clock. We're not gonna go till 4 o'clock today like we normally do. We're gonna hit y'all up from 2 to 3:30 today because myself and Izzy both have performances out of the state. She's gotta fly out and I gotta fly out. So we're gonna give y'all, you know, the show today. Y'all call in though, 424-222-5343, 424-222-5343. Again, that number is 424-222-5343. You can call in and listen in. Look, we're going to talk about a couple things that happened. Viola Davis is the first black woman to win an Emmy for a lead actress in a drama series. Now, this is the year 2015, and there have been amazing black actresses since TV has been invented. So a lot of people are like, well, you know, why is it 2015 and there's finally, you know, a lead actress that won in a drama series? According to BET.com, Annalise Keating is officially a part of television history. Viola Davis, who plays the bold, sexy leading lady on How to Get Away with Murder, became the first black woman to win an Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series on Sunday night. Davis beat out Taraji P. Henson on Empire, Claire Danes' Homeland, Robin Wright on House of Cards, and Tatiana Maslany on Orphan Black for the honor. After stating her emotional acceptance speech with a quote from Harriet Tubman, Davis went on to talk about the historically marginalized role that black women have played on TV. Viola Davis did talk about how dark-skinned women are not given a chance to be sexy, how Hollywood is pretty color-struck. I myself have noticed that a lot of black roles have been going to either very light-skinned people, and even, you know, that's been changing to just outright biracial. And we do want to include the biracial experience in the black experience because, as we know, most African-Americans have about 30% other ethnic origins besides the African origin. So, you know, we're all connected. But we want to make sure that all the hues of the rainbow, all the colors of the rainbow are represented. So if you find yourself, you know, being a little shady towards the dark women and the darker people, just know that you are a part of the problem and not part of the solution. You are part of the problem and not part of the solution. We're going to listen to another cover. I want y'all to listen to What Now. Y'all know Rihanna's my favorite, one of my favorites. So we're going to listen to a cover by a group called Iriam, really, really pretty girls, some sisters. We're going to listen to them saying What Now, then we'll be right back.
Crying tears will swallow. We could say some strong Cause I spend every hour just going through the motions. I can't even get the emotions to come out. Try as a bone, but I just wanna shout. Why now? I just can't figure it out. Why now? I can't stop just waiting.
Covering Rihanna's What Now. If you are a singer,
that
then
was
you
cute.
Know. Yeah, then you know that those girls really were killing. We got Nikhil. Y'all know Nikhil is here. Nick, where you at?
I'm in Baltimore, Maryland. Where you at?
I'm in Chicago. You know, you outside. Nick, y'all know Nick is always outside. Nick is always outside doing something. He's our resident fashion expert and gossip expert. Look, we're gonna talk about TV. Nick, you outside? You gotta go in so we can hear you. We know you probably doing a runway show or something like that. And listen, we have, you know, TV came on. TV was hot this week. My DVR was burning up. I watched T-Rose, which was just everything. Y'all know I'm a superhero fan. And then I watched Olivia Pope shake her hair, and I'm freaked out because I love her. She was shaking her hair, and I was excited because I just love to see, tresses. And I didn't see no tracks. That really excited me. Yeah, you know, if you're going to have weed, I need not to see no tracks. So, and you know, Scandal was like,
honey, when you
good,
got money, you ain't got to see no tracks.
Yeah, so, and Nick, hello?
I'm here.
Goodness, yeah. So, I'm glad that you are with us. So we were talking about TV, so I know you got some stuff to talk about this week on TV, and we're gonna laugh and gag with you, too, because TV was good this week. So what's on your mind?
What's up, VJ? What's up, Iggy? How you doing, girl?
Hey, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing well, Iggy. You got the perfect name, girl. You Ig my Facebook request. Uh-huh. We ain't getting that right now, though.
See, she never even sent me a Facebook request, y'all. I think she
I
was on
though,
my own page,
Friday,
so I ain't going to put her on blast like that. So,
excited, girl. It's Petty Fridays. Let's get into the Tea and Shade of Empire. We're going to talk about Tea and Shade of Empire. Child, what should I start with? Should I start on fashion or the Tea and Shade? Which one we going to get into?
Go into the Empire. Go into Empire right quick, since everybody in their
okay,
mama was watching Empire. Yeah.
Okay, we can get into Empire. Child, Empire gave me everything for season two, episode one. It a roller coaster of emotion. Cookie came out with the Free Lucius Lion concert start. You know, they came out with her little gorilla suit on, pounding on her chest like King Kong. Talking about that's how they treat black. Talking about that's how they treat black men. White people look at them as animals. Locked up in a cage. Jamal and his goat vibrato. I like Jamal's voice a little bit, but he do sound like something stuck in his throat. I'm praying I'm praying for his little lamb throat, you know, because
when he sings,
he sounds like a little lamb, you know.
It was hilarious. Listen, y'all were acting a fool on Facebook this week talking about that young man's voice. Somebody had a lamb with a microphone in front of it, and I just about threw my laptop. I was like, you know, yeah, you know.
He's a little oldest, you know.
He's going through a lot right now. He is going through a lot. What you say, he's in a cage of emotion right now. Okay.
Well, he came out there with his brother, and, you know, the shade that Hakeem do at Lucius, when he was like, we know Lucius ain't do it, but then he looked at the TV like, nigga, I know you did it. You know what I'm saying? Right, so he the shade that he did with that eye, that Lucius pulled it. And then we had Marissa Tomei, who played Maggie on, if y'all ain't catch the connection, she played Maggie on season one of Different World. She was Angelica's roommate. So, you know, she was a lesbian. And she was talking to Cookie. And Lisa was like, who is this
lesbian?
I was trying
to figure out
who y'all got all up in here. And he tried to figure her out. And so then, fast forward a little bit. So then a lesbian, Cookie had the little sex party for the lesbian. And the lesbian totally got Boo Boo Kitty name wrong. It was like, Anika, why don't you dance with me, Anita? And so she was like, I don't think I want to dance with you. So then Cookie said, Anita, dance for her. So then Boo Boo Kitty.
Oh, she was terrible with that dance. I didn't enjoy that. Yeah, I didn't. I was like, I don't know.
I mean, we all know Boo Boo Kitty ain't got no booty. Boo Boo Kitty don't have a booty, but she tried before little God.
It was like, why are you twerking? My table can twerk better than that, but
she twerked her back. You know, she just cracked her back a little bit. It wasn't even cute. I couldn't say that because it was like, oh, okay, that's cute, Grease. I'm going to need you to get some butt implants since you're in Hollywood now. You got the money. But then we had Jamel played by D-Ray, who was just like, you know what I'm saying? And, oh, let's go back to Chris Rock, who tried to be the little hardcore thug. I was nigga, you don't even scare me. Come on, Pookie. Everybody know Pookie.
First of all,
did you see the video of Chris Rock when Lucius was making it long and hard? And then they show Chris Rock, and then everybody hates Chris Rock.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all that.
You fellow Facebook folks.
Scare me, though. I'm like,
wait, look, this is a whatever moment, because I got to say this. Like, Lee Daniels, you know, everybody's a fan of, you know, Empire and all that.
I'm going to get to Donnie Brooklyn in a minute, but
Lee Daniels, Joe, you cast Chris Rock as a killer thug. You might as well have cast Betty White, okay? Betty White, 95-year-old white lady, would have been more scarier than Chris Rock. She would have.
I'm trying to tell you.
Chris Rock did not scare nobody. Not even he didn't scare Nam.
Nobody. I saw was little Chris
him.
And his voice.
Right, I would have been more comfortable with what's his name? Ty Cruz. Come on, man. I was like, okay, yeah, Ty Cruz, Frank.
You said who?
I was Ty Cruz, the one that played Chris Fowler.
Oh yeah, he was good.
For some reason, I wanted to see Forrest Whitaker play Frank Gallagher. I don't know why. I think he would have did a way better job than Chris Rock.
Forrest Whitaker is actually a really good actor.
He's a wonderful actor. He is. We're knocking his acting skills right now. He actually did really good. It's just the fact that we can't get the picture of the zebra from Madagascar out of our head, and Everybody Hates Chris song just keeps playing over and over
Yeah, because Chris he did do a good job. It was just that Chris is like 90 years old, right? He's really old, or 90 or whatever he is, but he still looks young to me, and it, like, he still has a kiddie presence. So, like, even, you know, like, he's 90.
I'm trying to tell you is that he's our childhood comedian.
Right, just because he's a comedian, I would even took Martin Lawrence a little bit serious.
Honey, no, I would have taken Kevin Hart over Chris Rock.
That's what I'm saying. I would have took Martin Lawrence a little bit more. I would even took Ice Cube a little bit more serious than I would have took Chris
Ice
Rock.
Ice Cube gangster
like,
and everything he do, though. So, like, it's...
Yeah,
I don't
know if
Ice Cube's
going to be on Empire. You know, he'd be like, I'm too rich, whatever, you know.
But, you know, he's a musician, though. So, he would have did something
Wait till this season.
So, look,
Empire,
Empire was causing quite a bit of stir and drama this week on, you know, the church folk.
I'm not finished. I'm leading up to that. So, then we have Miss Lawrence. So then we have Jamal. He goes frustrated. He goes to his father in jail. And he talks to his father and talks about, you know, things about his father. Lucia says, well, your mother ain't never come see me not one time. it's so horrible, isn't it? Like, nigga, really? So,
how long was he in prison?
Right, he been there for 3 months. He breaking down. You know what I'm saying? The pump really coming out of him. And so Jamal look at him like really bad. Like, you been in here for 3 months, and you mad because mom ain't come see you once. I'm saying, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't go see her like how many times you seen her? So then, Jamal he get, and I really think Jamal started to act like Lucia. When Lucia showed him that videotape when Lucia showed him that videotape, remember last season when Lucia showed him that videotape of him trying to kill Cookie, trying to kill Lucia? That's when I did the most of the subject, turn on Cookie. But that's when I think that the switch happened. And then
Jamal got money and turned on everybody. He just didn't turn on Cookie. He turned his back on everybody.
Yeah, so I think we lost the caller. We lost Nikhil, y'all. So we're going to continue to talk about Empire. The Saints were really upset about the joke that was aimed at Donnie McClurkin. Hold on a sec, y'all. We're trying to get Nikhil back. The joke that was aimed at Donnie McClurkin, and I know some people were like, oh, people were going off, oh, they shaded Donnie McClurkin, and they blah, blah, blue, 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 and all that stuff. And, you know, at first I didn't even catch it. Y'all know I guess I don't be, like, paying attention to shady stuff like that. But I didn't catch it at first. I was so in awe of the dude that looked like the sister from Mary Mary, like on like this dude. Didn't he? I'm like, who is this dude that could be the Mary Mary brother or whatever? And I was like, what is he doing? And it was like way over the top for me. So like, you know, when they started talking about, and then when Gabby Sidibe start speaking in tongues, I was like, okay, yeah. So yeah, they doing a whole lot on this season of Empire. We're gonna go to another song. We're gonna play, since we're talking about the gospel, we're gonna go to Mary Mary. They did a song with Kiara Shear called "Wave Your Banner." I know we don't play gospel like we used to, y'all, because you know the audience, y'all want to hear variety. This is the Whatever Show. You can call in at 424-222-5343. We're gonna play "Wave Your Banner," featuring "Mary Mary" by Kiara Shear.
What you see, can you tell what
Monkey, Eric Sheeran, Mary Mary, y'all was killing y'all in that, doing it, y'all doing it. Yeah, this is the VJ Whatever Show with your with my co-host. I'm going to say your co-host because I guess she is y'all co-host too. What's up? Say it. What's up, Izzy?
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody?
Y'all can call in at area code 424-222-5343. I see y'all calling in, but y'all not pressing the one to talk. You can also Facebook me if you want to talk. We're going to bring Nikhil back in just a second so she can finish giving us the update on Empire. She's going to finish giving us the update on the Empire and what's going on there. A little bit more in the news. I don't know if y'all know or not, but Farrakhan has some words to say to Jay-Z about the way he allows, yeah, I said allows, Beyonce to dress in the public. Minister Louis Farrakhan doesn't approve of how Jay-Z lets Beyonce dress. According to The Shade Room, which is one of our favorite sites, Minister Louis Farrakhan had a lot to say about Beyonce and her husband Jay-Z in an interview he had about the state of hip-hop. And you won't believe the stuff he said. Apparently, the minister thinks that as Beyonce's manager, not her husband, it is his job to keep her in line and covered up. According to BET, Farrakhan thinks it's a man's job to keep his woman in clothes and covered when in the public eye. And specifically named Beyonce and Jay-Z when talking about how women tempt men and take their minds off the Bible and Quran when they disrobe themselves. Now, I'm going to put this out there. Then we're going to let Nikhil come back. Y'all can call in about this. Look, if you a hot lady, you a fine lady, any fine woman, no, it don't take a lot. You ain't got to be disrobed for no man to be trying to come at you and be thinking about you. It could be the dead of winter. You could have on 16 layers. A man going to know if you fine and if you got a nice shape, period. Them people that now, on the flip side, them people that be overdoing it and just wearing their bellies out and naked and stuff, that you probably ain't pretty. you probably try to get the bitches some other way. If you're doing all that.
Now,
I will say that Beyonce is an entertainer, so dressing the way that she dresses is part of her job. It's no different than Will Smith playing Ali in a movie and not wearing a shirt in the movie. I think a lot of times people in the world take entertainment or take movies and stuff, and they take it way, way, way too far. It's a character. Even on this radio show, we are in character. We don't talk like this all the time. Can you imagine us talking about walking up to somebody, hey, how are you? I'm VJ from the VJ Whatever Show, and this is my co-host, Izzy. We don't
that
do that.
That is so not how we sound on
yeah,
the radio or in
person.
Exactly.
Come on now. So, people, you got to understand that, you know, real life and entertainment are not the same, which is one problem that we're having in the community.
Yeah, but, I mean, we do have to understand that statement is coming from Minister Farrakhan. I mean, that is his religion. I mean, I'm sure he wasn't just saying Beyonce. He meant women, period. He was just using Beyonce for the example because a lot of women out there look up to Beyonce. They want her body. They want her hair. They want her clothes. And half of them want her man. So they try to imitate that image, but
you know, you starting in already. Listen here, you know what? If you're gonna emulate Beyonce, start with her diet, y'all, because there's too many of y'all that's out there big. You know, some of y'all get mad at me.
No, I'm just gonna say, don't work on the hair first, because that's a very important thing. I mean, you could be a big girl and you could be real pretty, but you can have some jacked up weave in your hair. Beyonce makes sure she is set to the teeth from head to toe. Start with the hair, then work on the diet. I mean, start with something slow. But if you can't get the hair right, just know you can't Beyonce
Well,
right.
The hair is important, but I say this, the diet, because you got people walking around here 400 pounds talking about they thick and sexy. And they Beyonce. I'm sorry. We're bringing Nikhil back on the air of the VJ Whatever Show. We're bringing Nikhil back on the air. Now, Nikhil, you back on?
I'm back on. Now, can I say something about Miss Bino? Say that's what I call her. Before I go back into Empire. Child, don't nobody want Jay-Z
a lot of women out there want Jay-Z. It's a whole lot of women out there want Jay-Z.
He ain't cute. He just look like a big monster. But I'm gonna say this. A lot of women, and why I
admire Farrakhan for his other approaches to what he has to say about the black community. Some stuff he say on draft I don't agree with, and that's just like some people, what they say about the way I dress I don't agree with, and then some people, what they say about my hair I don't agree with. I put it to you like this, VJ know personally, when I cut my hair last week, my Facebook went off in some ways, and my inbox went off in some ways. A lot of people was like,
but I mean,
oh,
that's kind of like neither here nor there, because that's like you don't agree with, like it's a lot of people that don't agree with our religion or a lot of the things that we do. But like I said, once again, that's just the way he was raised. That's the way he was brought up. That's in his religion. It's not just Beyonce. It's a lot of women. I mean, they don't believe in, like, if Farrakhan's wife would go outside showing her legs, honey, no, he's not going to allow that. You can't see my risk. That's just not what they do. I mean, that's just
that's
the way that they
dress. But I'm apostolic, so that's in my, I want to say religion because I'm Christian, but that's in my faith too, that you, it's some stuff that you don't do in this sector of, you know, Christendom. You don't cut your hair
a certain way.
You
I think,
don't
right.
wear certain
and,
clothes.
And, you know,
when I do it, they look at me and say, that's just like when I was in church Sunday, my pastor took that and said, and because my hair is cut like this, he said, she said that instead in the pulpit, you walking up in here looking like a man on one side of your head and the woman on the other side of your head, one side of your head shaved short like a boy and one side of your head is long like a girl. You don't know what you want to be. And I was like, really? Really? That's how you feel?
Your pastor
said
that.
But she said it in a way. She said, y'all dress like the world and y'all conform to the world because you not that holy. And I know she was taking a strike at me, but my thing is, you don't know my personal relationship with God. Sit there and, but she takes more shots. You know what I'm saying? She takes more shots than my dress.
Well,
that sounds like,
you know, a personal thing between you and your reverend, because I'm going to be honest, the black community is littered with churches. It's more churches than liquor stores in our community, and ain't nothing getting better. So if
no,
all
I'm
the pastors
saying,
that want to...
I'm just saying, people
but, you know, all
general,
the pastors out there that
want to
insult... Yeah, you know, I'm just saying that you people can go to any church they want to go to.
Yeah.
Mr. VJ, whatever show, 424-222-5343. Well, we're not going to condone no pastor saying Nikhil's hair is shaved like a boy on one side. But it is. She bald headed on one side. It's a cute hairstyle. It's a cute hairstyle anyway. You know, it's what's in it. So we were talking about the dude that looked like Mary girl on Empire that was on the table. I don't, you
His
know, the Mary
Lawrence.
Mary sisters. Who?
Ms.
What'd
Lawrence
you say?
Ms. Lawrence from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
That's
sorry,
exactly
name
who it
is. Who, Lawrence?
Miss Lawrence.
Who?
Miss
Lawrence. That's just such a ridiculous
right.
statement. That's like saying Mrs. George to me. I don't know, it just sounds like Miss Lawrence. It's like, you know what, you know.
Child,
so
they
was doing a... You say he's what?
Of that community, child.
I mean, you
of
know, I ain't going to hate on nobody making their money and doing their thing and whatever, you know, float your boat and make you happy and all that stuff that you do. But, you know, I will say this about Empire. A lot of the themes that go on in Empire and a lot of you know, it's really weird because the church, you know, and not just the church, but thugs in the church, people in the street, you know, a lot of the themes in Empire are preached against in the church and in the street, but then y'all tuning into it. So it's like, mm-hmm. Well, what are you saying? You know, it's like, are you against it or are you for it? Because you're tuning into it by the numbers, 16 million. So, you know, you can't.
It's
you can't be no more mad
everybody
at Beyonce for dressing. You can't be more mad at Beyonce for dressing.
World,
yeah.
All of them world people. Hello. Somebody in it. 16 million of them leaving church, leaving Bible study, and leaving choir rehearsal. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, choir rehearsal, church, and Bible study going to go down anyway. They're going to go down when Empire comes on. So they took a shot at the pastor, Donnie McClurkin, who is a legend in the gospel industry. He is a co-host of BET Sunday Best. He has one of the highest rated radio shows in the country. He actually got the number one spot in two of the largest markets in the country, you know, which was unheard of for a gospel show to beat out the regular competition. So Donnie McClurkin's pretty up, and they took the time to take a shot at him about some type of event that was going on. Everybody knows Pastor McClurkin is very open, and he said he used to be a homosexual and God delivered him. I believe he has a child. He did not have that child in wedlock, but I believe that's when he said that we fall down and we get up, because he fell down, y'all. He felt real.
I didn't even know he had a child, but go ahead.
Yeah, he has a son that I do believe, and he fell down real good in that old bed, but he got back up again. So they took a shot at Pastor McClurkin, and, you know, the Saints wasn't having it. You know, they were upset. Donnie McClurkin does draw the ire and the anger from the homosexual community, because a lot of people believe that you cannot change, you cannot be delivered, and you know all that stuff that's going on. You know, we got a plenty of stuff going on with the homosexual stuff going on with Caitlyn Jenner out there, and then we got that stupid lady Kim Davis. Kim Davis, because y'all know she changed. Well, okay, what'd she do? This time she wanted to deny licenses to gay couples who were not in the original lawsuit. So she only wanted to give them to the couples who were in the lawsuit. So y'all know this woman is crazy, because she done married four times. You said what?
I said, but this is what I don't understand, though, about Donnie McClurkin. As opposed to when Lee Daniels is being sued by Sean Penn, right, for something he said in an interview, which is real life. Donnie McClurkin addressed something that was said on Donnie McClurkin is addressing something that said on Empire. Last season, they shaded the president. When the president didn't go on social media and address it and say, oh, my God, y'all shaded my name, and oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you even waste your time and go on social media? And it's like,
you know what? I didn't see, like, Donnie McClurkin really give, like, a really angry response.
I'm going to read it. He did.
Are you sure it's from him? Because from what I read, he says...
It says, it was brought to my attention via social media that my name was included in a backhanded manner during the scene in Fox show Empire. What might have been meant for evil, God uses for good. Despite the scripting used by Atlee Danielson Entertainment, it's helped me bring attention to the gospel of Jesus Christ that I sing and preach in an empowering moment. To my brothers and sisters, thank you for your support and encouragement and love. No negativity towards Lee Daniels. Let's show the love of Jesus, says McClurkin. He tweeted that last night, actually. Let this experience be a reminder that as loving Christians, we're called to share the good news of Christ and be examples of love on earth. And then he goes on Facebook and gives about Donnie McClurkin. You just wanted that platform to tell about yourself as well, because you were irrelevant for like 2.5 seconds. I'm not saying he's irrelevant, but you know what I mean?
We're gonna let y'all call in. We had somebody call in and they dropped out that wanted to talk about this. Our number is 424-222-5343. We're going to listen to a very popular song called Cheerleader. It's an OMI cover. Because I'm doing covers today, too. So we're going to listen to a song, Cheerleader, and then it's only 2 minutes long. Y'all call and let us know what y'all think about them taking a shot at Pastor Donnie McClurkin.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, because she stays strong. yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really. Cause, oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. I'm the wizard of love and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really. Cause, oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Did I mention you're the only girl for me? No, I don't need a next one. Mama loves you too. She thinks I made the right selection. All that's left to do is just for me to pop the question. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
What's up, guys? This is Kurt, and that was AJ Raphael singing.
This is the VJ Whatever Show. You can call in at 424-222-5343. We were talking about Empire and how they had took a shot at Pastor McClurkin, you know, and he got on his Facebook and he addressed. I think his address was very spiritual minded. It was very nice. And then I'm sure he probably, you know, some people who didn't know who he was probably tune into his show and see what he's all about. So any, you know, in show business, they say even bad publicity is good publicity. Even bad publicity is good publicity. Let's go to Ayanna. I don't know if y'all watch Ayanna Van Sant. She was on Oprah. She's on Oprah's Own, and she's got this TV show called Fix My Life. So we're going to go to the site Centric TV, and it's going to tell you what Ayanna did this week that caused a bunch of stir. Y'all can tune in to Ayanna. She's got these two pastors, gay black pastors, come out to Ayanna Van Sant. The first pastor, he's a dark-skinned guy. You know, I look at him. He was married. He's got like 5 or 6 kids. He probably disgusts me because he was cheating on his wife. Y'all know I'm not a big fan of adultery at all. I think it's pretty disgusting. And so he was cheating on his wife, and then he was cheating on his wife with 5 guys. But I definitely would not look at him and go, oh, yeah, he's, you know, he's gay or whatever. But the other guy, the kind of lighter guy, he's kind of chunky with like this beard, chin strap and stuff. And it was like, okay, who is he coming out to? Because I look at him like, yeah, I see the flames. Like when you walk, you get up your Putin smoke clouds, you're flaming, man. Talking about who you coming, they already know face. You. They already know
what
you.
What is that on your face?
Yeah, ain't nobody, you ain't fooling nobody. So it says a spiritual advisor to blow the lid off a black church. I don't know what lid they blowing off the black church with this issue, but I mean, Ayanna Van Sant is set to blow the lid off the black church with the return of her show, which kicks off with a 3-part series about the gay black pastors opening up their secret lives. For years, Pastor Mitchell and Pastor Derek hid their homosexuality from their families, loved ones, and congregations. Unable to cope, both men suffer from depression and suicidal thoughts because they did not believe they could ever be accepted. Pastor Mitchell was married with 5 children and spent years preaching against homosexuality, but he was having affairs with men. Now we can make a pause there. You know, pastors, I'm going to get on pastors. There's plenty of pastors out there that's preaching against, you know, homosexuality, then they go on a tiptoeing and being in people's inbox and stuff. But let's not just make this about homosexuality. Yeah, tiptoeing. It's pastors out there that get up on Sunday morning speaking in tongues and stuff and then talking about you shouldn't take a drink and then Monday night they be drunk as a skunk. You know what I'm saying? And there's pastors that talk preaching against adultery. Yeah, and then they got six kids, you know, by other women in different cities because, you know, these pastors have become like superstars in the church and you go around preaching and these women want you and then now you got a family in every city. So, you know, pastors, if you're going – for, I don't feel bad for the pastors because I feel like if you're going to walk in that call, and then you need to walk in that call. I'm not saying you need to be perfect because don't nobody need to be perfect, but you need to either walk in that call or be open from the beginning. Don't be fooling family members and congregations and all this stuff, and then, you know, you preaching against something and you mad at your choir director or your musician or your praise leader because she's a lesbian and then they're up. And then you're doing the same thing. It's ridiculous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
gonna go ahead and tell y'all,
gonna...
it'd be most of the ones that preach against it. I'm gonna just go ahead and tell you, put that out there.
She said what?
I'm just gonna go ahead and put that out there. I'm probably gonna get kicked in the head by a whole bunch of preachers when I leave this studio today. But it'd be most of you preachers that be preaching against it, that be low key. I'm just gonna go ahead and tiptoe on out of this conversation now.
Mm-mm. Well, she didn't put it out there. So, yeah, if you believe that it's a lot of down-low undercover pastors that are preaching against homosexuality and then they're going out and getting them a hot dog or a sausage in between services with mustard and mayo,
Jimmy.
Then let us know. Jimmy's Polish is on North Avenue on Pulaski and Grant. Yeah, so if you believe that some pastors out there doing some things they aren't supposed to do, call in 424-222-5343, 424-222-5343. Yeah, so Ayana ain't blew the lid off of nothing, but especially not that one that's on the right because he, you know, I mean, man, he's down on a pink shirt or whatever, yeah, so he ain't really coming out of nothing to me. You know, it was like I was looking like, okay, the dude on the left, I wouldn't have figured it out. But dude on the right, who you coming out to? Your closet, though, Ben.
Right, I mean, we know.
It's, like,
it's hard not to know, honey. It's hard
not to know. We're doing a shortened show today because I got to go perform out of state. And Izzy, y'all know she's an actress and a model, too, so she's got to fly out to do a show. So if y'all want to call in, we got about 14 more minutes left of today's show. The number is 424-222-5343. I've been playing covers for you because, you know, there are artists out there who are trying to make it, and we do want to support them. I want to play a song for you by an artist we had last week. The record label is called, I want to get this right, is it GMG? Is that it? GMG?
Yes,
GMG. He was pretty cool young guy. He's a singer. And I like the song. He sent us a song he did with Twister. Twister will probably be on our show one of these days because he's doing some big things too. He was with us last season, you know, before the summer break. This song is called "In This" by Showtime and Twister. And we're gonna listen to that, and then we'll come back right after this.
Wherever I go, Versace shirt, the belt, Ferragamo. Still a host, I'm from Chicago. Southside, Harvey World, hope I die old.
Yeah.
I see the money with my eyes closed. The lane making me drive slow. Watch out for the 5-0. 30s on the Tahoe. You can't see me, I know. Tell them, hell nah. How many times I gotta tell y'all? My moves dope like I sell raw. Your bitch can't keep her hands off. She take her pants off. For me, probably cause I'm man's off. GMG, you know I be reppin'. No money, then you gotta get the steppin'. Took a break, I was gone for a second. Now it's like 6 months pregnant, we hittin' it.
In a 30, top 16. Just cash, we hittin' it. Auto club, off of bottles. Doin' something with the bottles. We hittin' it.
Right one for
me. Sundown,
you
come
up. party till they cut the lights out.
We party from sundown to sunup.
She got the motherfucking right one.
We party from sundown to sunup.
Party till they cut the lights out.
Yeah, I got the crisp on ice. I shine like a disco light. Hate to fix your life. And they got me jumping on the couch, feel drink on some. My bad, bro, is this your wife? But I don't get no. So what? What's the whole up? Roll up, pour one more cup. Boys don't get no love now. If you see a bad, point her out. If you see a broke, put them out. Pop a bottle, girl, pour it in your mouth. Later on, take the party to the house. She been taking sips all night. I been buying sips all night. With my niggas grips all night. Like the judge gave us 20 better life. Now we in this.
Chicago. This is the VJ Whatever Show, and it is Friday, and it's 3:21. Normally, we do go to 4 o'clock, but like I said, I got to fly out of the country. Well, not out of the country, but out of the state, and Izzy's got to fly out of the country. She's doing a show, and we are just about out of time. We have 8 minutes left of the show, but look, I want to bring up something, right, because so y'all know I like to be on social media and see what was going on. So there was a young lady named Carrie Bullock who was at Walmart this week. And anybody that's black or Latino knows when you go in the store, you are subject to being followed around in the store and accused of stealing even when you got plenty of money. So her and her husband were in the store, and they were accused of stealing some groceries. There wasn't actually any evidence that they were, except for the little buzzer was out. But all of their groceries were bagged up, which is evidence that they had been through the cashier. They had about, I would say, about 50 or 60 items. And they were told to pull everything out of the bags so that they could be searched. And she was being all nice and docile about it. But her husband, even though he was being, you know, he was complying, he was cussing them out, you know. And the video has been watched over a million times. It's been shared almost 50,000 times. And, you know, if you have any, you know, experiences where you have been accused of stealing in a retail store, you know, we'd love to hear from you, 424-222-5343. Y'all keep calling, and I see your numbers, and you don't want to press the one to talk, so I guess you're just listening. But, you know, it's for me, I told them, you know, maybe it's just me, and maybe that's that little hood that's left in me, but I'm not going. You are not going to sit there and accuse me of stealing. I'm not going. If you, first of all, y'all going to take all these groceries out and check everything. After you do that, you're going to put all the groceries back in the bag. We're going to go back in the slide. You're going to get my money back. So now you just waste your time and mine. Or, you know, I'm really going to act the fool depending on how bad my day is, and it's going to be Twinkies and Ho-Hos and ground beef all over Walmart and all over the floor everywhere else, and y'all going to spend 3 hours cleaning up the stuff that I paid for because it's my right to tear it up since it's mine. But that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? His wife was all... Yeah, his wife was like, oh, just, you know, they already feel stupid, and that's enough payback. No, see, that's the problem. That's what's wrong with people who are oppressed. They get oppressed mentally, and then they just let the abusive people keep abusing them, and they go, well, we proved them wrong, so that's, you know, that's good enough. No, it's not good enough because they still got your money. You didn't punish them in any way. You either take your money back or you need to make them lose money. And those groceries would have been all over that. I'm telling you, if it was me, and depending on the mood I was in, it would have been Ho-Hos, Twinkies, and ground beef, Kool-Aid. I've had chicken wing pieces. Everything would have been all over the front of the Walmart.
Either that, yeah, I agree with the first statement. I think I would have wanted a refund. I'm not taking these groceries out of my bag. You're going to take them out of my bag. You're going to put them in the back cart because they're going to put them back. Here's my receipt. I would like a refund. Thank you very much. You don't have to worry about seeing my face ever again in your place of business.
Ever again. You hear me?
Now you feel stupid because whenever I go to Walmart, it's spending about $300, $400, and I want every penny back.
Every. A couple weeks ago, I went to go see a wonderful artist. Her name is Tanya Blunt. I'm sure y'all remember her from Sister Act. She played one of the girls that sang the song. She is the duet that sang the song with Lauryn Hill. Her and her husband, Michael Trotta, they gave me some exclusive music, and the songs are so beautiful. I do want to play one of the songs they sent me. It's called Jump and Drink. It's nothing like you ever heard before. It's like folk music. But it speaks to the soul. It's only 3 minutes long. I'm going to play it, and then we're going to come back. But I just want y'all to hear Born Treaty, which is Tanya and her husband Michael, on the song Jump and Drink.
This song is called Jump and Drink. Jump with me, swallow your pride, and I might let you into my other side. Run away with me to a place where we'll sail away in the night. Slip away with me to a place where we'll
what's up? This is the VJ Whatever Show. It is Friday, September 25th, 2015. The hour is 3:29. Say what's up to my co-host, Izzy. What's up, Izzy? Yeah, so listen, we're about to get up out of here. We do apologize. We lost Mikhail right as she was interrupting me for the 50th time, so we couldn't get her back in. But I was like, whatever, you know. This is the VJ Whatever Show, co-hosted by Izzy. So you all can listen to the show, download it, share it with friends. We are going to leave you with a song by one of my favorite singers. And I think for next week what I'm going to do is we're going to do a top 10. We're probably going to do a three-hour-long show next week so we can get them all in. We're going to start doing a top 10 of maybe our favorite female singers. I think that'll be probably our first show because I love the way women sing. That's what I've always loved, to listen to women with beautiful voices. So we're going to comb through all of the history of every woman singer, of every genre. We're going to play probably the top 10 best female singers of all time. And, of course, this young lady that I am about to play for you will be on that list. Some people don't like her, but she is an amazing vocalist. Her name is Jasmine Sullivan, and she has a song called Masterpiece. And if you ever feel like you aren't a masterpiece, well, number one, hit the gym, so you can be a masterpiece, because I'm sick of you being a size 30 telling me that you are thick. You are not thick. You're shaped like Captain Crunch. Yeah, you might be pretty, because there's some pretty big girls out there. That definitely is true. But don't tell me you're thick and you weigh 400 pounds, because that's just not happening. But you're still a masterpiece by Jasmine Sullivan, and this is VJ and Izzy on the VJ Whatever Show. See y'all next week, Friday at 2 p.m., Jasmine Sullivan, Masterpiece.
My glory, my flaws don't look so bad at all.
And that was Jasmine Sullivan, Mona Lisa. We are at